The Business of African Fashion podcast is all things fashion and business. We specifically talk about how African fashion entrepreneurs can learn, grow, and develop skills to dominate the fashion industry. I'm your host, Victory, and welcome to the show. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. I hope that you've been doing very well, and I hope that you've been good. So I'm just jumping on here to do a quick episode here and just checking with you guys, provide some updates on what I've been up to and just share a couple lessons that were in my heart. So today is Tuesday, and last Thursday I had the opportunity to do my very first pitch in for Ashebi Bar, and that was a really incredible opportunity. I was so scared. I was so out of my comfort zone. And I'm glad I pushed through anyway and did it, because it turned out to be a really good pitch. And if you want to see that pitch, I'll include a link in the show notes so that you can watch that pitch as well. I was so scared, I think a week before going to pitch. So I had an initial pitch that I had prepared and practiced. But then when I presented it to the team members or the faculty of the startup accelerator program that I'm participating in, they were kind of like, you know, it wasn't up to par, because I wasn't addressing some of the points that they wanted me to hit. And so a week before the pitch, I had to go back and essentially create an entirely new pitch. And honestly, I was frustrated. I was scared, and I was uncomfortable. So for like 2 days after they gave me that feedback, I didn't want to create a new pitch. Not because I didn't like want to, because I was so afraid of starting over. So eventually I, you know, asked for help. There's this other person who's also participating in the accelerator program. He's also African, he's from Senegal. And I reached out to him and I was like, hey, I'm really having a hard time with this. Like, can you help me out? Well, how are you feeling? You know, he encouraged me and helped me realize that I can still create a new pitch. And you know, that's exactly what I did. And I'm still shocked, you know, at how well the pitch went. And obviously not to like, you know, lay on my laurels, or I don't know how they say it. It's the term that they use for saying that you get comfortable with your success, that you don't improve further. So I'm definitely not going to do that. I'm going to continue, you know, refining my pitch. I'm going to keep updating my pitch deck and all of that good stuff, but I wanted to share with you all, and I hope you check out the replay of the pitch and let me know what you think. And also a quick housekeeping, I see that a lot of you who are listening to this podcast have signed up to join the community, and I really just want to say thank you. When I see the requests, because I have the Mighty Networks app on my phone, when I see the requests come through and it says somebody wants to join Business of African Fashion, I'm always so excited and so grateful to hear that this work, this thing that I'm doing here on this podcast, is making an impact, and that more of you want to hear more and want to join for me. So I'm definitely so grateful for that, and I hope that, you know, if you haven't joined, definitely join. If you've joined already, please stay active in the community, ask your questions, let's connect and grow together. Because remember, with my pitch, the only way I was able to get out of the slump was because I reached out for help. So if you're struggling with something in business, in life, in career, in entrepreneurship, reach out to us in the community, post something, and, you know, there'll be somebody there to help you out. I will be there to answer questions as much as I can as well. So on today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about creating an elevator pitch. And I'll kind of start a bit broader by going over the different types of pitches that are available. So there's really many different types of pitches out there. Like if you Googled types of pitches, there would be many different options, quite honestly, that would come up for you. But I want to go over four different types of pitches today, and then I'll hone in on one of them particularly and kind of guide you so that you can create a pitch for yourself and for your business as well. So the first type of pitch that we're going to go over is called an investor pitch. So an investor pitch is basically a presentation where you're giving a summary of your company, your business plan, your vision, your needs to potential investors, right? So when you think about a pitch, what really determines the type of pitch that it is who the audience is, or who's on the receiving end of the pitch. right? So if the pitch is an investor pitch, then we're assuming that you're presenting in a room that's full of investors, right? So you want to make sure that you hit on the points that investors care about. For example, the summary of your company. What services do you provide? What quotes do you provide? What do you do? What problem do you solve? You know, your business plan, just a quick summary of that. I know we had a previous episode where we went over business planning. So if you haven't checked that out, make sure that you do. You also have your vision, right? Because initially when you're just starting your business, when you're a startup, right, you're really talking about something that doesn't exist yet. It's a vision. It's a dream that you have. So being able to communicate that to investors so that they understand your vision and they buy into your vision is really important as well. And of course, your needs, because whenever you pitch something, just make it a habit to always ask for something, right, in return. So even if you're pitching to a small group of people, you can just ask them to check out your website. You can ask them to recommend you to their friends. You can ask them to join your mailing list. So if you ever do have the opportunity to pitch, don't leave any money on the table. Always ask for something, right? Even if it's just asking for people to check out your Instagram page or, you know, join your mailing list. So that is the investor pitch. And the second type of pitch, which is the one I'll be teaching you today, is the elevator pitch, right? And I know that the audience that listens to this podcast, many of you are located on the continent, in Africa, in Nigeria, in Ghana, in Senegal, in Cameroon. So I will change this elevator pitch and I'm going to call it a bus pitch, right? Because imagine that you're going on the bus, right? You're riding the bus to somewhere and you meet somebody and they see you wearing a t-shirt that has your business or your business name on it, or they see you, better still, they see you wearing one of your outfits, right, and you made for your fashion brand, and they ask you, oh, where did you get this? And you start telling them like, yeah, I made this, I sew this, blah blah blah, this is what I do. That is essentially an elevator pitch, which for our purposes here we're going to be calling a bus pitch. So a bus pitch is a really short 30 to 60 second presentation of your company. And you want to make sure that you hit the key points about your product, your service, or your business, right? So for that person who sees you on the bus, you're wearing this really pretty shirt that you made, that your brand sells. The elevator pitch, the bus pitch, is what you tell them about who you are and what problem your business is solving. And I'll dive more into that when I, you know, go into more detail about the elevator slash bus pitch. The third type of pitch is the sales pitch. So a sales pitch is basically the audience that is you're presenting to are people that are potentially going to buy from you, right? Those are your potential customers. So a sales pitch is a presentation of your product or your service to your potential client or buyer that talks specifically and in-depth about how you can solve their problem. So back to imagining who's sitting in the audience. So if the people sitting in the audience were your target customers, your sales pitch is basically telling them, hey, this is what I think your problem is, and this is how I'm going to solve it for you. Right, so a sales pitch is a really, I think it's a really fun one, and it has a lot of room for opportunity as well. Because if you're a really good public speaker, if you're somebody who has already practiced your pitch extremely well, you really can get a lot of customers by doing a sales pitch. So you want to communicate how valuable your solution is and also why it's better than your competitors. So a lot of people shy away from talking about their competitors because they think that it's not such a great thing. But what I learned from the Startup Your Accelerator program I participated in is that you actually look more serious to investors or customers as well if you know who your competitors are. Now, you don't have to mention their name. You don't have to like call them out or anything, but you just have to be aware that, okay, these are the other people that are playing in the space that I'm also playing, right? It's good to be aware of your competitors because you never know what opportunities might come up from there. So make sure that you hit on that point as well. And the final type of pitch is a product pitch. So this type of product pitch is really specifically for those people who are building a product, right? And it's a presentation for potential investors and stakeholders, which could also be your customers. But the difference between a product pitch and the other types of pitches is that the product pitch focuses specifically on the features and functionalities of the product, right? So for example, somebody like me who's building a Trebi bar, if I were doing a product pitch, I would go into more detail about the actual Ashwebi Bar app, right? And what it's going to do, what the process is for ordering your Ashwebi, how you take your measurements, how you shipping and all of those logistics. Like, I would go into specific features on the functionality of the product itself, and I'll explain how it's going to help the customers. So that's the difference between the product pitch, the sales pitch, the elevator pitch, which we are calling the bus pitch, and the investor pitch. So I'm going to jump right into the elevator pitch, right? So you want to make sure that somebody, the goal of the bus pitch or the elevator pitch is to make sure that somebody remembers. So I want you to remember that word. I want you to associate the elevator, the bus. It's a really short amount of time. So your goal is that you want to be remembered and you want the person to ask you follow-up questions if they have any. But the main goal of this bus pitch is for them to remember that, oh, I met that girl that day on the bus. She was talking about this business that she does where she sells chiffon tops, etc. Right? You want them to remember. So I'm going to give you a quick little outline for your bus pitch and an example as well. So when you're doing your bus pitch, you want to think about five key points. The first one is the service that you provide. So in framing that elevator pitch, you want to think about, we provide blank service, right? So I'm going to go back to using the example of a person who makes chiffon dresses because of Lagos heat, right? So we provide chiffon dresses, right? That's the first key. The second one is for the target audience, right? The third is so that customer benefit, right? The benefit to the customer. And then online, and then you insert the competitors, like unsolved problems. And then you also include your differentiation last. So I think I'm going to do a little PDF or outline here where you can kind of see these points. So make sure you download that in the show notes as well. So the first thing is you want to talk about the service you provide. The second is your target audience. The third is your customer benefits. The fourth is your competitors problems. And the fourth is your differentiation. So going back to the person who sells chiffon dresses for the summer. So that person's elevator pitch, for example, would be, we provide chiffon dresses for people living in Lagos who want to beat the heat so that they can be more comfortable on their commute. Unlike our competitors, our fabric is more breathable and it also allows for a lightweight feel. And our differentiation is that we have clothes that are comfortable, sustainable, and stylish, right? So imagine meeting somebody on the bus, they see you wearing one of these chiffon dresses and they ask you, oh, where did you get that, right? In the bus, everybody's complaining about the heat, but you look cool, calm, and collected. I mean, you're hot as well, but your outfit gives you the advantage of not having to be so hot that you have to like sweat or complain about it, right? So somebody sees you on the bus and they're like, wow, you really seem to be having a luxurious time here. Can you tell me about this dress, right? So you go into it and you say, hey, yeah, this is a brand that I own. We provide chiffon dresses for people in Lagos so that they can beat the heat. Our competitors typically use cotton and other fabrics, but they are not as lightweight and they're not as breathable as chiffon. So ours are really special because you're guaranteed that this fabric is really going to be breathable and then you can beat the heat, right? So that's all it is. That's all an elevator slash bus pitch is. It's just a really quick summary of your company, your business, your product, whatever it is, or your idea, even if you don't have a fully fleshed out company yet. It could be just your idea, but it's a really quick summary that helps somebody remember who you are and what you do, right? So I have homework for you in usual fashion. I want you to create your own elevator pitch for your brand, for your business, or for your idea, and I want you to share it in the community. So create your elevator pitch, share it in the community, and I'll give you some feedback. And remember, the goal of the pitch, right, is to make sure that they remember you, right? At least for the elevator pitch, the goal is to make sure that they remember you, that the next time that person is sitting in the bus or they're in the sun and they are feeling hot, that you'll be like, maybe I should buy one of those chiffon dresses that girl was talking about on the bus, right? So that's the goal of your elevator pitch. And I'll wrap up the episode here. I hope that, you know, you've learned something. Make sure you work on your elevator pitch. Don't be like me, frozen in fear or anxiety. Even if you think it's not perfect, just create something that posts in the community. It's a first step, all right? And I appreciate you for listening to the episode, and I will see you all in the next one. Bye.